warm winter day. The air, anything possible, can be easily neutered by rounds of cold again nights. Election times, flame-broiled agitprop comes upon you like a resting hand. You desire to reciprocate your reach as you desire the existent for its opposite. As a warm day in autumn resembles a cold day in spring. I knew that green desire and my white despair, sweating through wool at stubborn stoplights, dreaming of empty jails, distant as the zillionth zillionaire from the exponentially homeless, from somewhere I called home inside me, daring ambulance to change direction, as I sped through midnight intersection, learning what I already knew of dead soldiers, reported in the evening indigo, printing presses, their tragedies, engineering analysis, paralysis, ever aware and less trusting of things made obvious, banal and raw as anything again, again, again. Tired of curses, cures, freedom, forms, devices, custom, construct, paradigm, ceremony, truth, spewing like a bad volcano, blood, pus, and villainy, down upon the human cache, the world, the board, till minuscule as it is, a variation in the pattern, excited slightly, as tremors shorten days, immeasurable joy. I came to see the dark angel of what I wanted, as a moral human to believe was changing always, to continue. Tired of that haze in which my beautiful mirage made warmth and wind seem March, and the dark September, every month appearing on the white page of the grayest sky, I heard my words echo on the lips of some exteplets, alone in an asphalt field where Elysian fiends waved this night and that night and so forth. So the pale and savage April Bay, and the calendar of sparkling May got closer, seeming a year and a season away, two steps ahead of my echo, dreaming of spring. No minotaurs come search and destroy me. I feel the afternoon protects me now from everything and the exceptions. Because the mystery drops enough hints to lose interest in the depth of its resistance to reveal itself, and knowing I'm not heavenly, I slowed the pace of my investigation, drank heavily. Would February bring an answer? Maybe not, so late as pessimists desire. But watch the optimists hesitate these days. Eyes wide as powerless eyes, empty as the treasury and colder than a stomach full of wine, struggling to find exception to the scene. And life was a laugh, inappropriate, nonetheless true. You could see transition smooth the glide of heyday to after apex. Transition one day to the next, but then into another, smoothly as the day it rains, it shines, it pours. One haze in which that beautiful mirage revealed itself. I sat up stinking, thinking to favorite songs in snow-locked locks, where mesh fences rats, timeless meditations. Disgusting without doubt as the future and the past they know, intimate as hidden treasure in the plague. Had the magnitude of the infinite, sorrow and ecstasy faced, inspires silence. Until hello, goodbye become one's only words. Polite company is chased, and life cleaves to dichotomies. You know, like complexities, there is no reason to untangle. In the morning, civilization same sick aloha returns. Every curse, every cure, exception and norm. A brand of tarantula porn. A cocktail of thrills. Status quo is controversial advertising. New men, goku, snakes and ladies, milk on face. Roller coasters painted up like summer fruit, the usual configurations. Sending endocrines far reaches of a lobe. Thence to those perverse equations, where extreme facial injury and film of birth are identical texts. Mutineers have no fear. Captains take hearts. Everyone is thrown overboard. This was my mantra. Not the one I meant to choose. But I was in too deep to think the way I thought before.